The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has caused a wave of confusion in Juneau and Homer concerning the latest flood maps issued by the agency. According to the new maps, parts of the Homer Spit are now somehow lower in elevation than they used to be and are therefore more susceptible to storm surges and tsunamis. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, city officials and Senator Lisa Murkowski are looking to FEMA for answers.
Homer City Manager Walt Reedy says the issue centers around the potential costs associated with flood danger. He says the city participates in the National Flood Insurance Program, which offers reduced-rate flood insurance to local residents as long as they comply with special building standards for flood-prone areas. As part of that program, FEMA periodically provides flood maps, which show where potential flood hazard areas are located.
The thing that got the city's attention was that the new maps show they have increased the danger on some of the properties that the city owns on the Spit.
The area most affected, says Reedy, is along Fish Dock Road, a heavily developed part of the Spit that is home to the city-owned ice plant and fish dock, plus many private businesses that lease city land. The new maps say this part of the Spit now has a higher chance of flooding due to high winds, storm surges, and tsunamis. The change appears to be based on new measurements in the area, which put the properties in question at a lower elevation than they used to be. But the maps are highly technical and confusing, even to city officials who are used to reading them. One thing is for sure, though, according to Reedy, the new maps, if they go into effect, could have significant economic impacts for the area.
If you're going to build in those areas, you're either going to have to spend more money on construction because you're going to have better construction standards, or you're going to pay more for insurance, or both.
On Wednesday, during a hearing before the Senate Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski confronted FEMA head Craig Fugate on the flood maps issue. She said she had not yet seen an adequate response to a letter she sent in June regarding the city of Juneau's issues with their new flood maps.
The question for you this afternoon is how is FEMA addressing the concerns that communities, whether it's Juneau or whether it's Homer or whether it's communities across the country, about these flood maps, the accuracy of them, and what recourse any property owners may have in terms of being able to comment once the period has closed out. So if you can just kind of speak generally to that, I would appreciate it.
Fugate responded that the flood mapping process is always a challenging one for FEMA.
Anytime we have map revisions that adversely affect folks where there are going to be people that find themselves in the special risk area or that the area of risk is greater than what had previously been mapped. And we know that that communications is a key part of educating to make sure people understand the risk. So we continue to work on that.
Reedy says FEMA officials have told the city that the new flood maps are not likely to go into effect until next spring. They have not yet, however, agreed to present their findings and explain their flood maps to the people of Homer. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.